From Hollywood to Holyrood, disturbing and deeply concerning allegations of sexual misconduct are to be discussed by Scottish party leaders. A shooting gallery for heroin addicts in Glasgow could now take years to open.
We certainly want a service established as soon as possible in response to really a public health emergency.
And the bravery of our emergency services is honoured. From Global's newsroom, this is Hearts Morning News. I'm Rebecca Cook. Allegations of sexual misconduct have rocked the world of showbiz, and now Scottish politics is in the spotlight with the SNP investigating complaints. Party leaders are meeting later amid disturbing and deeply concerning allegations at Holyrood. Finlay Duncan has more for Hearts Morning News.
The Scottish Parliament's presiding officer, Ken McIntosh, is to convene this urgent meeting. It says the SNP confirms it's investigating complaints from two people of sexual harassment. First Minister and party leader, Nicola Sturgeon, says all allegations should be confronted head on. The Conservatives are reviewing their procedures, with former Labour leader, Kezia Dugdale, calling for an investigation. A Holyrood spokesperson says the number of cases brought forward over the last 5 years was in single figures, though Parliament says it takes a zero-tolerance approach to sexual or any other form of harassment.
The Emmys has withdrawn a planned award for Kevin Spacey following allegations he made advances towards a teenage boy. He says he can't remember the alleged encounter back in the 80s. It's also been announced his show House of Cards will be ending after its upcoming sixth series. Heart has discovered a shooting gallery for heroin addicts in Glasgow could now take years to open. Health chiefs in the city initially hinted they wanted to be up and running by the end of this year, but we've now learned the multi-million pound project, which would see users injecting Class A drugs legally, will take longer. Dr. Saket Priyardashi is one of the bosses of the project. He's been talking to our reporter Connor Gillis.
By the end of 2017 was always going to be a very ambitious timescale and an unlikely one to meet, but we certainly want a service established as soon as possible in response to really a public health emergency around HIV and drug-related deaths in city centre public injecting drug users. Where we are at the moment is, though, that we have to find the right property in the right location for the service, and we also have to get the legal permissions required. We're still pursuing those two parts of the proposal.
So I suppose what people will be wanting is clarity around this. If it's not going to be the end of this year, how long is it going to take for this to be up and running?
Yeah, I'd love to be able to offer that clarity, but we're really at the stage where once we get a response from the legal system, we'll be able to understand in more detail what the timescales are likely to be.
The Glasgow Health and Social Care Partnership says it was always the case it'd have to work patiently on the relevant issues. There's more on heart.co.uk. Facebook says as many as 126 million Americans may have seen tens of thousands of posts by operatives in Russia around the US election. Details have come out before the site appears before committees investigating attempts by Moscow to influence the vote, which the Kremlin denies. It's a problem affecting towns and cities across Scotland, human trafficking. Tough new rules are now in force, allowing police to go to the courts to block suspects from moving around the country. It'll also make it harder for them to prey on victims online. Here's Justice Secretary Michael Matheson.
While the crime is a worldwide problem, people should be under absolutely no illusion that it's happening across Scotland and not just in our cities. And that's why we've toughened the laws in order to make sure that we have the necessary powers for our police and prosecutors to take robust action against individuals who commit these crimes.
If I say March of the Mummies to you, you might think I was talking about a Halloween event, but it's actually working parents who'll be taking to the streets of Glasgow later as part of their campaign to stop discrimination. The campaign group wants better treatment for new mums and their partners, and childcare subsidised from 6 months instead of 3 years. This is Hearts Morning News. Celtic will be hoping to make the most of their home advantage when they face Bayern Munich in the Champions League tonight. They were beaten 3-0 by their opponents in Germany a fortnight ago, and manager Brendan Rodgers says they'll be showing them the respect they deserve.
All we can do is control what we can. So whatever Bayern Munich's intentions are, I have the utmost respect for them and their team. And for us, it's about us earning the respect at this level, hopefully over the next few years. And for that, you have to perform well.
And overnight, celebrities have come together to honour unsung heroes at the Pride of Britain Awards. Hearts' Lindsay Hume has more.
The stars prepared for an emotional evening with extra tissues in their bags. The awards celebrate the achievements of Britain's making the world a better place. Awards were given to first responders of the Grenfell Tower fire and terror attacks in London and Manchester, as well as inspirational community leaders and people raising money for charity. Speaking on the red carpet, Liam Payne told us it's important to look out for one another in times of tragedy.
Our country's had a real go of it this year, with Grenfell happening and a lot of other things. It's been really, really crazy. So, you know, tonight is about celebrating those heroes who've helped along the way. And, you know, if we all help each other a little bit more, the world will be a much brighter place.
Alicia Dixon told us there are many people to honour after a very tough year.
You know, the emergency services that were there for the Manchester bombing and young achievers, just so many diverse people from different backgrounds doing incredible things for the communities.
Prince William was joined on stage by Ed Sheeran to honour the medics who responded to the aftermath of the Manchester Arena bombing.
Scotland's weather, milder today with cloud and outbreaks of rain and drizzle, some of this turning heavy at times and more persistent in the afternoon, highs of 14 degrees.